So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Just a minute on YouTube. People don't get talk radio, and last night was an example. They think all we do is bash progressives and liberals and all that up and down the line. And certainly, there's a lot of content on that. But it's also the connection with people. And people coming up to Scott Jennings last night and on YouTube, I mean, this is incredible. Guy gave me this last night. He went, I don't know where he went to get this made, but it's got a picture of me on the front, this keepsake, with the number 40 jersey on, the 40-yard football throw. And then on the back, it has still calling it gravy after 125 years. Way to go, Ralphs. I would call them as my first witness. Happy New Year. So this is the type of connection. People like Joe of Columbus there, Linda there, and Scott Jennings behind the scenes, and just unbelievable, the insight. I'm going to give you one of them to start off today, his imitation of Trump. He gets the fun of Trump and the scrutiny that you get all in one case, and he kept doing it. So Scott, in the middle of something, and he kind of glossed over it, and I went back to it again and again, if you were there last night, at the end, Stephen Miller. Now, Stephen Miller is the big idea in the Trump administration. I don't go around calling people geniuses, but this guy has intellectual heft. And I don't care what Dan says, I did see him when we were at the White House. It was a prematurely bald guy with a great suit on, and he fit his height. That had to be Stephen Miller. And I'm still thinking I should have gone outside and accosted him right there and had a debate with him.
Instead of getting a yell out, Stephen!
That's right. He would have turned around instantly. So, he revealed last night, and he knew that I haven't seen this anywhere out there, even in social media, that Stephen and his wife, who's prominent, has her own podcast and is into politics. They have to live on a military base, meaning apartment living. I remember he lived in an apartment in the first term. I'm not sure if he was married then or not. And they would come after him. So I think they had a house. And the Secret Service said, given the level of the death threats, they couldn't guarantee protecting it. Think about that. So last night, Scott Jennings went on about how, yes, and I asked him, these people you're around, like the Millers, why would they do that? And he started movingly talking about patriotism. But think about that, that level of threats. Now, I think other people in Washington and the media might know that. And Miller is brutal when he comes on CNN with some of those hosts. I mean, only the better ones can withstand that even a little bit. He's that good. I'd love to see him debate something with Jennings. Maybe back in the day with Chris Christie. He's that good. Having to live on a military base. It's just, you know, and I was just talking to Linda about that. What has to happen is we have to be more vigilant, the police, and put more people in, more funding. That if you make a death threat, we are going to track you down to the ends of the earth. We're going to prosecute you. And we're going to send a message on this. You can't go around making death threats. And if you are even more taking any kind of action, any kind of attempt on this, or trying to rouse people to do that, you're going to pay a big penalty. That's what has to happen. Okay. In addition to that, last night, again, Politics and Pints, the staff, everybody that came up, it was tremendous. And Scott Jennings just delivers. I mean, he is brilliant at what he does. And the other side knows it. Maybe some of them are too stupid to know it. I think I have a cut here, Henry, of Jennings and that woman. Yes. This is cut 20. Here's Scott Jennings with this woman. And he mentioned to me as we're driving to Phoenixville. He did compliment me on my driving and said, wow, that was really? A breeze. I don't know. No. Making it up. He fell asleep.
Just hanging on for dear. No, I was, really.
Well, he's, you know.
He had a long day.
Yeah. Well, not only that, if someone falls asleep when you're driving, what better confidence is there?
That's true.
I did notice he reclined the chair back.
Oh, wow. He had a lot of trust in you then.
Yeah. And I'm glad it was kind of late, even though Greg was on the clock there. And I was thinking, oh, man, how are we going to make it to Phoenixville? It was dark. You couldn't see any flaws in the car. That's what I was afraid of.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Because I didn't have time to get to the car wash or anything else. And he did compliment. He said, was that your producer or does he handle some kitchen stuff? Oh, I said he does both. He's a producer and arrangement guy. Henry's arrangement of the orange got Scott Jennings going. All right, so it was a great day. But here's Plating Jennings, and he mentioned this last night to me. This podcast woman was on with him recently, and they were talking about inflation, which I want to talk about. What grade would I give President Trump last night, starting the tour in the Mount Airy Pocono Lodge? I'll give the full grade in a moment, but he's right to say the economy is A+, because look, you can't be going out there on a downer and say, well, I would give it a C-, but we're going to do better. But after that, I got a lot of problems with this. A lot of problems. And if you don't, you don't want to win. Trump is not the best messenger on this. I didn't hear the message last night on affordability, et cetera. I'll explain in a moment. Here's Jennings, though, with the progressive podcaster saying that inflation is a cycle, and that's why Biden was hit so much with inflation. Here's how it sounded.
To know that the inflation that occurred under Biden was in part naturally occurring due to the supply chain bottlenecks and because the COVID once in a lifetime pandemic occurred. And yes, it occurred.
Like there, we're on trees?
Or? Yeah, okay. So because of supply chain bottlenecks. That's what I'm talking about. There was a labor
policy
shortage because
were made.
Of COVID.
Policy choices
and then there
were
was
made.
This thing called greedflation, which was called a left-wing conspiracy theory. But then we saw record returns for corporations in their earnings, which showed that even though prices were going up, they were still taking home record returns, these corporations. And in part, the Biden administration tried to address that with Lina Khan and more enforcement. Now Trump's in office and there are no cops on the beat. We just hit a record of credit card debt in this country, over $1.2 trillion of credit card debt. We just hit a record in terms of of subprime auto delinquencies, showing that people are really hurting. And there's something like the top 1% owns 50% of all stocks and trade. This is an income inequality problem as well as
Trump
a tariff
is also
problem.
All right. So the idea that these just happen naturally, and Jennings pairing that beautifully. The football coach, a lot of people last night came up because this guy was one of the most riveting guys. I would put him on for a segment a week if he were in studio or something to roll stuff out for YouTube. The sheriff, Judd, from Polk County, and the coach essentially said, well, he noticed the kids. This is amazing, these kids, this to NBC 10. He noticed the kids were gone when he was ready to get them up for their daily prayers. Oh, all right. Who's a patron saint of shoplifting or preventing shoplifting? That's what I'd like to know. And we still haven't seen the Inquirer put this story out there. And last night, a lot of people came out there and talked. It's a riveting story. It is still amazing what happened here, particularly with the one kid who bought something small and then runs over with the giant bag. Another kid came in with a backpack. They were putting it in that. And some of the kids stuffed stuff down their pants. So, master plotters. And the deputies didn't arrest him in the store. They waited till they were outside, which you have to do because now it's, you know, that's why shoplifting's kind of tough. I guess they could arrest you at the cash register if you're, well, you're walking out. But really, it's almost like you got to be outside before you can say you've done something wrong. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Now, President Trump yesterday in the Poconos, a couple of things. One, he went off again on you don't need $37. Got to stop saying this. I'm sorry. You can call and challenge me. He was funny. People there, the people that are believers already, that's not who we need. We need to be reaching people who gave this a shot and convincing them it's getting a lot better. Now, health care is the Senate is introducing a bill. Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be on the floor this week or next week, but they're going to vote on a health care bill. Then we have Brian Fitzpatrick. Henry, is he dodging me now? Usually he comes on.
He's definitely dodging me.
Oh, yeah, no answer now. All right, Brian, come on. Here's a big forum for you, and I'll shut up and let you tell us your health care plan and why. But he made the point last night, and so did Scott Bessent, that in 2014, when we instituted Obamacare, the top seven health insurance companies, they brought in $511 billion. Today, in 2024, we have the 2024 numbers. The top seven insurance companies, they brought in $1.5 trillion. They tripled since we have Obamacare. All right. And with Scott Jennings last night, I asked him point blank about the healthcare thing. He said, all right, what you have to do, the affordability tour. You got to show up. Yes, Trump did that. That's good. President shows up in these places. Two, you have to make the case, look at what Biden left us. I'm in agreement. But then the third part is you have to give something workable in a reasonable period of time vis-a-vis the midterms to win the day. And what President Trump is after, I get it, as an alternative on health care, is to say, I want the money to go to you, not the insurance companies. The problem is, though, and when we were done backstage, we were talking about it some more, he doesn't believe, and I don't believe, that Republicans have it within them to both craft and pass something that's going to give you more options to put the money into the hands of the American people for health care than the system we have right now. So does that mean we have to suck it up and go with the affordable health care plan, Obamacare, for another year? They all know. In my read, watched Scott carefully last night, the people he talks with, the people I bring on, Ben Drew says it too. They all know The Republicans have to do something here, and Trump has to be the one that leads this. So it's great that he went to the Poconos, to Mount Airy. And, you know, the people that are true Trump supporters were yelling, "You saved us," and all. He's not on the ballot, though. That's the other challenge. What do we do with the reluctant Trump voters? He's got to beat them over the head in whatever mechanism he wants, that they have to come out and vote. At this point in time, I'm not thinking that's happening. So do you want to just go along merrily, and then a year from now, less than a year from now, we see Democrats saying, "Here we come," and you know what that means. We're going to stop everything in its tracks. We're going to push back. We're going to rescind this even before we get to 2028. That's the realistic fear, and it's a huge fear. I got a lot more on the president here yesterday. And again, it was fun. He did say health. He said affordability hoax. So stop saying affordability hoax. We're not dealing with a hoax here. People are having trouble here. And again, making the case about Biden and we're digging out. Absolutely true. Okay. But the clock is ticking on this. And the other clock that's ticking is they can't wait to tear apart Republicans because they can't get at Trump. He's got to be the guy that brings in the rescue squad, which are the Trump voters who only come out if he's on the ballot. He has to persuade them, sell them, make the case that, you know what? The bottom line is, if you love what I'm doing, if you've been along for the ride, the ride will not continue. The ride stops if they win. All right, let me give you the side question. This is a couple of days ago, and we were really busy with the politics and pints, but we were looking at, on that day in history, Pinochet, the guy who led Chile or Chile.
Mm-hmm. One of those.
Yeah, one of those was killed. And I mentioned the Chile thing and this fixation that a lot of us have. And Henry, you didn't even see me writing it down last night to remember. I'll give you my word in a moment. Hit us with that word, particularly if it really annoys you. You get fired up. You pronounce it one way or you hear people pronounce this. One that I really, I'm giving up on it, is people saying my aunt. Like we're with Queen Elizabeth. It's not, you know, it's trying to dress it up. It's like just between you and I. It's not I, it's me.
It's formal.
But what did Scott Jennings say? And he said, that was quite a niche.
No.
Yes, Scott, check the tape. I didn't Zapruder it yet. When Kirk comes in next time he's on here, I'm going to ask him, pull that tape of last night. It was about 37 minutes in, I think. I wrote it down. Scott Jennings said, niche. By the way, Scott Jennings is a bit wild, bit nuts. Notice how when I picked up the word he likes to use, vectors.
Oh.
Yeah, he said, I figure my vector in an argument and their vector, and he started moving his hands. Because I said to him off air, you know, this story with the eight kids would be good for your radio show. And he goes, what's the vector on that? I'm thinking, what are we in bizarro world here? Vector. Yeah, he says it a lot. So he says niche. It is niche. Scott Jennings says it. That rules the day. This niche generation has really misguided. What do you say, Henry?
We're going to take over one day. So just
yeah,
remember
well,
that.
That's right. It's going to be a long day. Your niche hasn't arrived yet. Yes.
Yeah, so my answer today, I'm going to do my best, you know, Yul Brynner here. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I know it's et cetera, but yeah, it just sounds so much better. With an X in it, right?
Does
it
not? I think it does, yes.
Like, can we just change that, please?
I think I'd say that.
Right? Yeah, you might catch yourself saying it, but no one's going to correct you because they'll be like, is that the right saying? Did he say it right? Who knows? So, yeah, et cetera would be mine.
All right. How about you, Sean?
So one of mine is one of the favorite words that I always keep saying all the time completely wrong. And I think it looks really good when you actually see it, when you write it out. It looked like that's the proper way how to pronounce it. But mine is mischievous, a.k.a. mischievous. So I always have a bad time always pronouncing that word. I just say mischievous. And they was like, no, it's mischievous. And I'm like, no, it sounds like mischievous.
Oh,
and it looks like it.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's we wandered
that
into the dark side here.
Sean might win the question right off the rip.
This is true confessions, yes. All right, so that's your side question. You got to be fired up about it, too. One that people, you know, this niche stuff is just unbelievable. It's like when they started calling it, here's one, well-paying jobs. It's a good-paying job. Stop with the well. That's pedantic.
No, I like the well-paying job.
It may be more, it's pedantic. I rule that one as pedantic, though.
If you say you have a good-paying job, you don't deserve a good-paying job. You get proper grammar in there.
When they started saying, and this was during AppScam, I think, that the verdict was handed up. No, the verdict was handed down. So it doesn't just have to be a pronouncer. It could be just this phraseology, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, is really off. There's probably a lot of sports ones that I don't get. Like golf now says up and in. It's up and down.
Yeah,
come on. Yeah,
down,
get the ball up and down. Yeah. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. From what you can tell, if you paid attention to it at all, President Trump in the Poconos, is that the way to go? Is that the stance? There was nothing from him, and I realize that's the style in which he said, hey, we're trying hard. We're going to try harder here. Look, we know that gas prices are down, but can we just take a breath and realize, just because of the fuel part of this, which is tremendous, that does not mean that we're stopping the difficulties that Biden has created with grocery prices, et cetera. It helps somewhat. Every time I hear that, and he did add the CAFE standards with affordability of new cars. That's going to take a little while to kick in, but I think that's legit. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Good Wednesday, 855-839-1210. That niche stuff is what we're asking for today on the side question. The president in the Poconos, who knew that Linda chooses the mountains? I just don't understand certain choices in life. If we were hundreds of miles away from the Jersey Shore, yeah, okay, that might be one thing. But it's right here. What? Oh, you know, where the I love, you know, sometimes you see the local news, they say, well, some people prefer the mountains. I think it's under 15%.
I would agree. It's a very low percentage, but they are out there. Like, I know, I have a family friend. They have a mountain house.
Is it cheaper, I guess, too? Yeah, she did mention it. Yeah, you could probably get a mansion there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but then you have the New Yorkers coming in there, too. That's another negative. They're not so much at the Jersey Shore.
Well, they don't make their way to South Jersey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And we don't have to deal, well, you have to deal for the summer with the Canadians and all that. And that's a little bit obnoxious, too, with the Speedos, et cetera. Okay, a couple of other things here. Last night, it was such a revelation, and I made mention of it with Scott Jennings. I had a lightning round thing. And yes, I will confess, it just occurred to me, I was looking at my notes, all right, what the hell. At the end, I said I took a pledge. I was not going to get lightning round on Pelosi. And I threw it to Scott, and maybe it was his best snap on Pelosi and the stock trading, et cetera. So it worked. But I mentioned Bill Maher. And Scott Jennings was on Bill Maher. So I don't know if it was about the book or whatever, and asked the treatment and all that. And then he talked about how patriotic he thinks Bill Maher is in his own way. And the audience pretty much clapped. Now, that had been 5 years ago I talked about. I had him on a national show, and oh, man, people were coming at me unbelievably. But Bill Maher, other than he's anti-religious, big time, you know, and other than the occasional stray, really snide comment, he's a comedian after all. And other than the fact, when you stand next to him, you can't believe it's the same guy on TV. It's shocking to me. And I, by the way, if you see, there were a lot of pictures last night. Scott Jennings was wearing boots. I just want that cowboy boots. I want that entered into the record.
Yeah, put on the record.
As far as height. And Roe insisted, well, they look really cool. I'm going to buy you two pair of them.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, here we go. I'll be accused of heightening, too, at the next event, which is Saturday. That is the big game. Several people came up. We're joining with the Navy people. For the Army-Navy game over at the Manayunk Brewery. So we hope you'll come out for that. Again, a lot of people last night said they were coming. But Scott Jennings talked about the patriotism of Bill Maher versus the average progressive and the difference there. And people accepted that. There was no issue. The president last night, I had Dawn Fantasia in the on-deck circle. She's got something this week. These lame duck sessions in places like Jersey, they go wild with shoving stuff through. Apparently, they have a high school exam. You know, 2 and 2 are how much? If you can't answer that, you might not graduate high school. Maybe you'll get an exception. Oh, it's too hard. All right, how about if you were shoplifting 4 football gloves and the police came and took 2 off you, how many would you have left? Now, you might be able to do that. So in the name of equity, they're doing it. I'm going to ask her about that. I'm going to ask her about the affordability issue, Mikey Sherrill, particularly in Jersey. And Dawn's got a real good sense of this. The president, yes, I get it. We get the gas prices are down. But my gut instinct tells me that just because the fuel prices are going down, untangling what Biden has done here with food prices and the like is trickier than that. I don't know if it's tariffs or not. And I'm willing to break the seal and suggest it could be some of the tariff thing. I know he gave $12 billion to farmers this week. President did. But just lowering the fuel cost, it's a tremendous benefit. We all have to drive, or most of us. But does that really drive down the cost of everything? I don't think that's happening. And I think I'm not rolling the dice on that as we come to the midterms. There's one thing in mind, that we have at least one more person in Congress than they do in the House after the dust settles, even if it is Brian Fitzpatrick. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll talk with Dawn Fantasia next here. And hit us. Now, she is an educator, too. I'm going to ask her if there's one that particularly bothers her. I'm betting that Dawn Fantasia not only is a gravy person, we've asked her before, but I think she's a niche person, not a niche person.
Mm.
I can't even imagine how deflated I would be if Scott Jennings had said, Dom, that's an interesting niche last night. I would say, all right, good night, everybody. Yeah, but it was only a half hour. Good night, everybody. Get them out of here. All right, that's all next on Talk Radio 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. By the way, somebody emailed me too, Tom Homan. This is pretty reliable too. May not be living with his family because of the threats that he gets, and he's afraid of that vis-a-vis the family, and that's been since March. Again, we need a better job. Every one of these creeps that makes a death threat, bang, kick in the doors, bring them out, prosecute them. I don't care if it's thousands. I don't care how many. We're just too cavalier on a death threat. Well, you know, they're all nuts. No. You make a death threat, it's got to be to the end of the earth that we're going to track you down. That's the way that it works. All right. Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia, one of our favorites this week over in Jersey, and she's an educator big time, has been pushing back on this move. And boy, as they count down the days to Christmas, these progressives in Jersey just have all kinds of things they're trying to shove through to get rid of the high school graduation test. Yeah, 2 and 2 are 4. Who needs to know that? Well, you know, people say to me all the time, well, you know, why did they need to take a test? Didn't they get C's or D's or at least pass? Yeah, a fraudulent system. Now this is the reckoning day. We have people that are doing quasi middle school math in a remedial course at Stanford. How's that possible? This is a public school system. Let's go to Dawn on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dawn, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Very good. So I've been following on Twitter, at least this week, this push to get rid of the high school graduation exam that doesn't seem to be, you know, the last years that I was teaching, they had something like it, Dawn. Didn't seem to be overwhelming to me. Tell me why they're trying to do it.
Well, it's not overwhelming to you because it's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
This appears to be spearheaded. It's part of the larger push to just eliminate assessments for students, any type of standardized assessments. We saw with the NJEA heavy, heavy push to eliminate student performance on the exams to be weighed in to school quality reports. So what I'm actually pushing back on is any kind of sloppy, factually shaky justification for removing the test entirely. They think this is a great big reform, and to me, it's a retreat. Some of the reasons I've heard in committee for removing the test is employers don't ask whether the students passed the test or not. I said, well, that's awfully silly because it is the understanding that a child passed the test in order to earn the high school diploma, much like nurses, pilots, I mean, any field, right? You would assume it goes hand in hand. You know, secondarily, a big, big concern for me is, you know, stamina is required to take a standardized test, right? They require endurance. But then we heard ridiculous things. One assemblyman on the Democrat side said, you know, he understands, what if a girl breaks up with her boyfriend the day of the test and fails?
Oh, my goodness. So and a little bit of sexism there, Dawn. A little bit, right? A little bit of sexism.
Maybe slightly. I mean, I don't jump into that piece of it. Yeah. But the point is, you know, real life doesn't pause for your feelings. Shielding students now is going to handicap them later. And I had said on the floor, you know, the world demands performance under pressure. And for us to coddle 17 and 18-year-olds, you know, the New Jersey BIA testified, the largest business advocacy group in the state, that employers are saying that young adults entering the workforce are less prepared than they've been before. 50% of New Jersey high school students are forced to take a remedial class when they get to college, either in math or English or both. So that to me is beyond outrageous, beyond outrageous. And they think the answer is to give 600 plus different school districts to design what their graduation requirements would be.
And, man, you know, can you imagine?
Yeah, I know. And we've seen this fail before. Dom, we've talked when I've been on the show before about Asbury Park. They're the poster child of what not to do with that 64th floor where they eliminated the zero and the lowest a student can earn was 64. We saw that they were giving credit in math courses, algebra, geometry, if you went and picked up trash in the park for community service. And their graduation rate doubled from 48% to 82%. And we said, wow, oh my God, what are they doing there? Well, they're doing something completely academically dishonest, absolutely dishonest.
Absolutely. Dawn, so this battle continues, right? Is it up for a vote? Is it out of committee?
Well, it's out of committee. It went to the assembly floor, and it passed through the assembly, but I don't see it scheduled anywhere on the Senate side. And there is a senator on the Democrat side that I'm hearing is not, you know, sold on its current form. She had actually, you know, challenged back in 2023 before I got to the assembly, you know, wanted a replacement, something in its place. No one's saying this test is fabulous. It needs updating. It needs modernization and maybe more specifics. However, I don't believe the Senate as a whole currently has an appetite to move it without something in its place.
Now, Dawn, you, I see, particularly in Jersey, as just great common sense, pulse of what's going on. The affordability, the president speaking yesterday in Pennsylvania, and we all know gas prices have gone down. That's great. I don't know that that translates, though, suddenly into everything. Your constituents on affordability, what is it they're complaining about specifically?
Well, in New Jersey, obviously, the electricity prices are the bane of our existence when we saw that horrific, you know, hit.
Right.
Also, you know, the cost of gas, diesel, and diesel also is used in many homes, you know, in areas of New Jersey. We have oil heat. So that, you know, you take a hit. Now, the good news is, crude oil prices are down 20% in 2025 versus 2024, right? And it's been falling with the increased oil and gas leasing, right? So Biden had all these restrictions, Gulf of Mexico, and the Gulf of Mexico auction is resumed now, right? And also Trump with offshore leases returning at the lower federal royalty rates. So it's at 12.5% instead of 16 and change. You know, that reduces production costs. So it's cheaper consumer energy. So again, sometimes we don't see the technical end of it. Like if you're not a nerd and you don't dive into that, where you see it is at the pump and when you order oil. Well, now, I recall, you know, ordering oil for my home. My home is heated by oil, you know, and under Biden, I was paying in the upwards of, you know, $3.90 a gallon. I just filled my tank at $2.85 a gallon. So I saw quite a difference.
What is it, though, you would advise to say for the United States? I'm taking it just out of Jersey because you have that type of scope. I don't think the Trump tour showing up is a good thing. He did that. His audience was pleased. He was entertaining. He talked about what we just talked about, energy prices, and he attacked Biden. That's all legit. What do you have to say to people telling them as we head to the midterms, Dawn, that the better day is coming? Grocery store prices, which I think are among the hardest to get out of the Biden thrall. What should they be saying that shows empathy, that shows connection to them?
You know, that's a tough nut to crack because I know you were talking in the prior segment that I caught some of about Bill Maher, for instance. And, you know, his biggest criticism of the Democrat Party is he said, you just can't say crap. I'm using the word crap. He said something else, right? You just can't say crap. Well, unfortunately, on the Republican side, the Democrats do just say crap. And what I mean by that is during Thanksgiving when we were shopping, we all know that our Thanksgiving prices were lower. We all know that we did pay less for our turkey. Mm. We know we're paying less for our eggs. However, you know, I went to ShopRite and I got a dozen eggs for $2.09 for a dozen eggs. You had Democrats taking a picture, I don't know, clearly from when Biden was president, saying these eggs are $8.99 a dozen a month ago and posting it. I mean, these are the kinds of things okay. it's so hard to counter because the truth matters little to the opposition, and they will continue to run with that narrative. And it's amazing to me because we feel it when we go to the supermarket. I know that prices are coming down because the things I regularly buy, I see the prices are inching down. Doesn't happen overnight, and people really want to see, they want to feel it, right? They want to see that their grocery bill is lower. I think we're beyond the point of words. I think our side needs to just stress the facts and say, no, eggs are $2.09 for a dozen. And people aren't stupid. When they go to the store, they see that. It's just fighting against the disinformation campaign that regularly comes out of the progressive Democrat side that just conflicts with reality. I think it's a messaging problem.
Dawn, no messaging problem. Mikey Sherrill is doing just, and I've always said to you, and you know that you're the perfect foil to push back, maybe even more than Jack at Chitterelli, for obvious reasons that we went through. The transition team, I think it's $1 million, and it's up 62% even over Phil Murphy, and yet this woman's pitch is affordability.
Let me tell you something about this transition debacle. So, in prior years in New Jersey, the governor-elect would receive $250,000 for their transition. Mm-hmm. The lieutenant governor-elect would receive $250,000, and the inauguration was $100,000. So that was $600,000. Well, in 2026, so this was passed in 2025. So in the new budget, the governor-elect got bumped $150,000 to $400,000. So whoever the governor-elect was going to be, Republican, Democrat, mm-hmm. was going to get $400,000 for their transition. Well, lo and behold, we just get another bill floated before us to add another $250,000, another $250,000 to the $400,000. So she would, instead of $250,000, would be getting $650,000. And when asked why, what justifies that, what is the need for such an egregious jump when she ran on affordability, we hear crickets. I assume that perhaps she's just pulling DC insiders and everybody and her brother to come in here who know nothing about New Jersey, and they'll have to put their nose to the ground and learn the state. And maybe that's why it's more expensive. But this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. Tell me why, with an additional $150,000 assigned on top of the $250,000, why she needs another $250,000 on top of that.
It is mind-boggling, particularly when that word kind of snuck up on us. Dawn, where do we find you on Twitter and social media?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at DawnFantasia_NJ. And then on Facebook, you can find me under Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia.
Dawn, thank you. Have a great Christmas if we don't speak. Thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thanks, Dom. You too. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Dawn Fantasia. Always good stuff. Yeah, affordability in New Jersey. All right. The president yesterday, showing up, check. Going to barnstorm, check. Is it effective what he's doing to push back on some of this? I just think it has to be more detailed. We're trying to reach Stacey Garrity, who was there, making this pitch. I just think that the problem is Democrats are energized to tear apart Trump. They can't get at him. They're going to go after your local representative who's a Republican. Trump voters are not energized, the ones that only vote because of Trump, to save the day. That's something that has to be directly confronted. Otherwise, we're going to go through the same cycle. 855-839-1210. All right, hit us with that word, with a couple of pronunciations, a couple of things that can, you know, maybe one that really rubs you the wrong way, coming off Chile, that kind of stuff. That's what we're looking for to get your name in the hat today. 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Dom Cheer.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dano Show, 855-839-1210. So, as I said, if you're just joining us, this came up last night. Imagine you want to do good for the country. You want to have a prominent role in the Trump administration. I'm talking to Miller, Stephen Miller and his wife. They have to live on a military installation with the chain link fence and guards and all that. And they have kids for their security. That's the only way to guarantee it. You know, if you're president and you got to be surrounded with a wall and the Secret Service and all that, I would say to Roe, it's worth it. But if you're Stephen Miller and I got to come home to a military encampment because of the people that are out there with death threats, it's why do we not want to track these people down, hunt them down that are making death threats? I know in some cases it's not easy. But you would think if you make an example out of them, just like that sheriff yesterday said, yeah, we're making an example out of that. Eight teenagers from Polk County last weekend did not conspire to go and rob a Dick's Sporting Goods or anything else. Why did these kids? And one of the things I would say, they're from Philadelphia, and he does too. And that's exactly right. Sure, it's their parents. It's the negligent coaching system here. But isn't it also in Philadelphia, and a lot of people came up with war stories last night, you can go and rob places, shoplift, right in front of them. And even if caught, even if that happens, you know what Krasner is not going to do. But a debate, Larry Krasner and that sheriff. Guy would be rolling out long things of stuff. as he's looking at Krasner. And I tell you this, if Larry Krasner said to him, well, your wife, that guy's going to do what I would do. That's it. Debate over. We're debating this right now, right here. Okay? Take off your glasses, Larry. Stop polishing them. So, you know, Polk County, they must, people in Polk County see this guy, and he's on YouTube, 2 million hits plus. I think it could be up to 3 by this point with this. And they're thinking, once again, what the heck goes on in Philadelphia? And then, you know, people sometimes say to me, well, shouldn't you be more pumping up Philadelphia, talking well about Philadelphia? No, I'm not going to talk well about Philadelphia. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I know all the great stuff here, and I know the people and all that. I'm talking about a place where you have the Christmas Village across the street from where they're lighting the tree, but they call it the holiday tree. I'm talking about a place where nutbags, including Chestnut Hill, vote to put Larry Krasner back in, even though he won't enforce just about any law. So much so that I think it filtered over with these kids. They see enough. Sure, you can take stuff, even if you get caught. What's the big deal? Maybe in their head, Henry, the best, they're thinking, all right, we might get caught, you know, maybe not. But if we do, they're just going to take the stuff away and say, don't do it again.
Yeah.
That would be the logic of mm-hmm. it. And what was the first thing the coach said? Ah, come on. Then what does he say to the cops? He says to the cops, shouldn't you be out doing something important?
Yeah.
What about drug dealers? And he said to NBC 10, I don't know if I asked to have that one put on. Probably not, but I'll summarize it. Well, I was waking them up at 8 a.m. for prayers. Maybe they're praying. I don't know what they're praying to, though. And then he gets a stunning call from Dick's Sporting Goods somehow or another. Oh, God.
Wait, did this all take place before 8 a.m. then? Is that what he said?
Well, he said he was waking him up around that time. You're right, though. Yeah, they couldn't have been.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we caught him. We got to get the coach on. We wouldn't be as easy. Yeah, he said, if you check the NBC 10, that's the figure I got around 8 a.m. He was waking him up for prayers. You know, I had to get him up fairly early on a Saturday or whatever it was. And they were gone. Wait a minute, NBC 10. What time was the arrest? I don't think Dick's is open at 8 a.m. I guess it could be, but I think it's got to be at least 9 or so that Dick's Sporting Goods before they would open up. So is that legit? Prayers at 8 and they're gone?
He said he would wake the boys up for prayers, and he found that 8 of them were not in their beds. So he didn't wake them at 8.
Okay. All righty. Prayers. Oh, God. What time are they doing the praying? All right. We'll see if the coach would come on. And the police sheriff says, without a doubt, that he was asked by this guy after he begged Dick's not to do anything. Then he begged the sheriff's not to do anything. Why are you guys not doing something important? You know, you say that to cops. That's the age-old thing, right? Don't you have anything to do that you're bothering me? That's not going to go over well. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.